Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a not so popular question I've been asked, and it's very difficult to answer, is if China leaked the 2002 SARS virus, and then they had an accident in 2004, and then if this 2019 COVID was a leak, are the variants that are surging in Asia a leak as well? Now, that is, the easy answer is no. No, let's not even go there. We're a little overwhelmed and fatigued by the whole COVID thing. They're just the variants. Our vaccines will work. Let's sleep well. No. It's people are starting to scratch their heads. And because we haven't gotten any clarity or transparency from China and the Wuhan lab, maybe it wasn't the Wuhan lab. Maybe, you know, it looks like the Wuhan lab, but maybe we're being led on a wild goose chase because it was really another lab somewhere else. But unless somebody starts to kind of look at that other path of theories, we might be going in the wrong direction with some of the variants. Now, I'm of the mindset, where I think most of you guys are, is this virus got out there, we don't know how. Right? Maybe it was an accident, contamination, something weird happened. We don't know entirely, but we think something suspect. But the virus spread throughout the United States. It traveled with people. As we tested, we started to find out that there was more. I really believe it was in America, you know, like October, November 2019, and this started in the summer of 2019 in China. But for the most part, we start seeing it in 2020. We start testing for it. People are dying of it. We come up with monoclonal antibody treatments. We come up with a vaccine in warp speed. Kudos to everybody involved. New administration comes in, administers hundreds of millions of vaccines. Well done, everybody on that front. But then we have these countries like India, Nepal, Vietnam. They have variants. Brazil, right? Italy had a surge of cases. Germany, Iran. And we say, well, it's a variant. The virus was there. Virus found a way to mutate. There's a variant. Now, we're not allowed to call it the India variant or the Brazilian variant. Now, there's letters. So the UK variant's alpha, South African variant's beta, Brazil is gamma, India is delta. So now we have the delta variant that's very proliferative in India. The Vietnam variant is an alpha and a delta. So I know if you have to look it up, it's the UK and the India, but we have to call it alpha delta, okay? So it's the alpha and the delta. We don't want to stigmatize the countries. It's a nicer way to do it, just giving them Greek letters. But then we're stigmatizing the Greeks. I don't even want to stigmatize the Greeks, but we'll do the Greek letters. That's fine. And so some people are questioning, going, okay, now wait a second. If we follow the typical theory that the virus went and infected everybody, and then there were some hot spots that never got squashed, and all of a sudden the virus mutated to where it could be a little bit more proliferative, and now we're dealing with these mutations. That, to me, makes sense because that's what we learned in science. That could happen. But if we look at the concept that this was an accident or deliberate, then what would that theory path take us to? I mean, things have been subsiding. And then all of a sudden, there's a spike. It's not that India always had high cases. There was a spike. So does that mean that whatever lab is under the radar is still making the same mistake? I mean, if that's a theory, if we have a theory that labs out there might not be doing what they're supposed to, and nobody's addressed it in 16 months, maybe those labs still aren't doing what they're supposed to. Who knows? If this was a bioweapon, and somebody released it on purpose, are they still releasing it? Have they had time to change it and release it? Now, I'm not saying that's what these are, but these are the questions that are starting to be asked. Which is why when people go back and forth with the Fauci emails and, you know, whether he knew about it being a Wuhan leak or not. Again, Fauci's role was supposed to be media and you know, it was the Trump administration and the Biden administration's role to get on the World Health Organization and the UN to do something. Trump tried and everybody got mad at him. But it was the World Health Organization's role to get into China and figure out what the heck went on. But nobody did. And so it is very relevant. People are saying, oh, why do we need to know? It's out there. We do need to know because if there was something insidious or something accidental or imbecile that was done, it could still be happening now. So experts are saying these virus variants in Asia will affect the whole world. We might be great with our vaccine. We're being told the vaccine works. But the problem with our vaccine rollout is it's very inconsistent. We didn't give everybody the vaccine on day one. As America's starting to hit maybe the 70% mark, Japan's only at the 5%. India's, I think, 5-10%. I don't think these other countries are anywhere near that. So if they're too slow to get the vaccine out, which, by the way, the vaccine is the wild type, it's not the newer variant. I mean, unless China, the Sinovac, is the more variant-related, you know, sort of vaccine, which I don't believe it is, we're going to be behind the curve. So then the experts are right. I don't want there to be panic. I want COVID to be done. But for those of you asking, is there something else kooky going on? I wouldn't be surprised. And if we do finally have the guts to, you know, call it like a lot of us think it is, that this had some sort of man or human influence, then we might need to use that same sort of thinking as we're looking at these variants. If people out there think the variants were similarly leaked, we're never going to win. And we keep being told, guys, what's happening in Asia is going to affect all of us. And we're thinking to ourselves, well, why? You guys said that if we knocked out, if we use a vaccine that has, you know, a lot of protection against these variants, we should be good. Well, what if, you know, and mind you, the virus can mutate itself. I'm still of that thinking, but I think we do need to entertain that theory because as we're suspecting something fishy, we might have to suspect something fishy with the variants. 1-877-DOCTOR. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, I haven't flown since the pandemic. Not because I'm afraid to fly. It's just all the conferences and conventions have been canceled. Well, finally, Talkers Magazine is going to have their convention next Friday, so I am going to get to go on an airplane. Yay! Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! But for me, flying to New York is approximately 4.5 hour flight time. Well, it's about a 4 hour flight time, but you know, by the time you got to get to the airport 2 hours in advance, then you got to wait on the tarmac and all that. So it's kind of a big deal. I've never worn a mask that long. Telling you right now, I'm sure on the flights you still have to wear masks. And I've worn masks most of my career, but I'm able to take them off in between patients and get new ones. So I'm not exactly sure how that's going to work, being on a mask
for about 5-6 hours. But you know what? We'll see how it is. It would be nice if it was a quicker flight. Well, apparently there's going to be a new Concorde. Nothing I get to fly in. But United has announced a deal to buy 15 supersonic planes capable of 1,300 miles an hour. Apparently, they could fly from New York City to London in just 3.5 hours. Now, I think it's usually a 5-hour flight from New York City to London, but still, shaving off 1.5 hours is pretty cool. So these are 1,300 miles an hour. I think I'd still be scared to fly in one. And United's going to purchase 15 of them. Who knew they existed? And they're going to get them from Denver-based aerospace company Boom Supersonic to add to its global fleet with an option for additional 35 aircraft. Now, I guess they're called Overture aircraft. And Overture is slated to roll out in 2025 and fly by 2026, expected to carry passengers by 2029. Now, is it Concorde? It doesn't look like Concorde. It looks like Concorde, the last supersonic passenger jet, entered service in 1976 and continued flying for 27 years. They are very sleek and cool looking. It looks like a dart. The tip of the nose looks super sharp. It's very aerodynamic. You know, it's interesting. My son is going for mechanical engineering and wants to specialize in aerospace and aerodynamics. This would be like a dream for him. But then if he's like, Mom, come on one with me, I'm going to be like, oh, hell no. I love you, baby, but no. Oh, man, they show for dinner they're getting scallops. They go designed for comfort. You see a video, you see a beautiful leather seat, and you see scallops. That's some fancy stuff. I've never been given scallops on a plane. If I get peanuts, I'm lucky. But they look pretty cool. Capable of flying at speeds of Mach 1.7, twice the speed of today's fastest airliners, Overture said United can connect more than 500 destinations in nearly half the time. Among the many future potential routes for United are Newark to London in just 3.5 hours, Newark to Frankfurt in 4 hours, San Francisco to Tokyo in 6 hours. Overture will also be designed with features such as in-seat entertainment screens, ample personal space, and contactless technology. They're going to fly at 6,000 feet. They're going to be the first large commercial aircraft to be net zero carbon from day one, optimized to run on 100% sustainable aviation fuel. Sorry. Man, that's pretty impressive. I don't know how much it costs. But United and Boom share a common purpose, they say, to unite the world safely and sustainably. They say at speeds twice as fast, United passengers will experience all the advantages of life lived in person, from deeper, more productive business relationships to longer, more relaxing vacations. So, honestly, I would like to be on a plane less. But keep in mind, I mean, it looks like the seats are first class. But still, if I'm stuck in coach, I'd rather be pretty quick. Last year, Boom unveiled a full-scale supersonic jet prototype, the first of its kind to take flight in nearly 50 years. It is sexy. I have to admit, this is very, very sexy. There's a rival supersonic jet firm called Arian. They unveiled their first glimpse of their AS3TM airliner that could transport up to 50 passengers up to Mach 4+, or at least 3,000 miles an hour. I don't know what's the fastest I've gone. I was on, roller coasters at Six Flags, and I don't know what the G's were on those. I have to look it up, but all I know is I almost passed out. Now, Arian will launch its 1,000 mile per hour business jet first, but 3,000 miles an hour, that's some crazy stuff. I could get to New York pretty quickly then. Wow. So Air France, British Airways also received 7 aircraft. Now, the Concorde was retired in 2003 due to a general downturn in the commercial aviation industry. And the type's only crash happened in 2000. Then there was the September 11th attacks in 2001. Airbus made a decision. And maybe there just wasn't enough people that wanted to pay the tickets. I'm dying to know how much the tickets cost. But I'm right now looking at a jet where there's a bed. We're talking like it looks like a double bed. There's a TV, a closet. It almost looks like a cabin on a cruise ship. And the window, Actually, it's very, very romantic. It looks like it's a bedroom that has champagne, and the window is completely open to the sky. So obviously nobody's going to peek, right? So you kind of have privacy, but you get to, you know, have sex with the window open. I don't know. It looks pretty sexy. Talk about the Mile High Club. I have never, been inducted into the Mile High Club because, honestly, I think the bathrooms are ridiculous. I'm not that limber. I don't think I could ever do that. But if there was a bed on a plane, that would be pretty easy. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a very sad statistic. A CDC report has been looking at infant death certificates. Infants dying. Between 2015 and 2017, they found that 442 were drug-related. And the most common drug listed on the death certificate was meth. About 154 of them died because of methamphetamine exposure. Researchers found that 60.4% of the babies who died were born to white women, which is 3.5 times greater than 17.6% of babies born to black mothers and the 16.7% born to Hispanic women. More than two-thirds, 67.2% of infants were born to women with a high school diploma or less. 2.9% who died were born to women with higher education degrees. So, in addition to babies dying of methamphetamine, some died of cocaine, opioids, naloxone, and cannabis being involved. This is according to the CDC. The figure is higher than roughly 20% of babies who were born each to black mothers and Hispanic mothers. And they say the death rates from drug overdoses have exponentially risen among the U.S. population. Provisional CDC data for 2020 revealed more than 81,000 fatal overdoses occurred in the 12-month period. Now remember, the numbers were in the 60s and 70s, but 2020, and I think the lockdowns worsened it. There was at least a 20% rise from the 12-month period ending in June 2019. Most of the research is focusing on adults and teenagers, but not about infants. And it looks like infants are unfortunately vulnerable as well. They say among infants, this could occur due to accidental or unintentional ingestion, selective prescription, illicit non-medicinal use drugs, maternal use of drugs, and other cases for which drugs were associated with the death. Now, I don't know of any marijuana infant deaths. I don't really know of any marijuana people deaths. I do know that kids have been hospitalized eating their mom's cookies or aunt's cookies or something. But our drug use, this is one of those things where when we keep, tossing between should we just legalize drugs? Should we just legalize, we have opioids which are legalized. Well, I worry because of, the kids having access to them. If there's a way to make sure that the kids don't have access to them, and people on meth aren't a danger to society, maybe we could start having a conversation. But I don't think we're there yet. I mean, with alcohol, alcohol's dangerous. People drive drunk. People drink. They get mean. They make stupid decisions. They could rape. I mean, alcohol is, but it didn't, once it was legal and then you tried to make it illegal in prohibition, that led to more crime. And people still drank. So the argument is, drugs are out there. Alcohol's out there. People are already using drugs. So if it's legal, maybe it'll get rid of the drug cartel element or some of the other criminal elements, cut back on shootings, because people using drugs are going to use drugs. My only issue with that is people who never used marijuana, once it became legal, did. And so those that really want to try meth, really want to try cocaine, want to try heroin, might. So I think it could gateway into more drug use. So I'm still not yet, I don't know where I stand yet on that. I'm still thinking about that one. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House announced more details Thursday about the program to share COVID vaccines with other countries. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients said that the donations of shots would be coming from the U.S.'s surplus supply, and the majority of the first shipment of 25 million doses would be shared through the United Nations COVAX program. He added the donations are being made to further the overall goal of ending the pandemic globally. And new data from the Labor Department showed that new jobless claims fell to a pandemic low last week, falling to 385,000. That's down 20,000 from the week before, and the fifth straight week that's seen fewer first-time claims. Unemployment claims have been falling all year, from a high of more than 900,000 in January, but remain historically high. May's job report is expected to show a rebound in added positions. Economists predict Friday's report will show an additional 656,000 jobs were added in May, a large jump from April's disappointing report. This is USA Radio News. The FBI says it's traced the ransomware attack against meat producer JBS back to a criminal group based in Russia. It's the second major attack from criminals based in the country against a major company operating in the United States, with the May attack on Colonial Pipeline. One congressman believes that President Biden shouldn't meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin for a scheduled summit later this month, after this latest cyber attack. North Carolina Republican Representative Richard Hudson tells Fox News that a summit between the two leaders should only come after Russia stops the hacks.
It's inconceivable to think that a group of rogue Russian hackers is somehow operating inside Russia without at least the tacit consent, if not under the direction of Vladimir Putin. I mean, think about if there were a group of rogue hackers here in America attacking other countries, our FBI would track them down immediately and shut them down. And so all I'm saying is that don't reward Vladimir Putin with a high-profile summit as long as he's not doing anything about the hacking of our critical infrastructure here in America.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many businesses, as well as people that purchase things from businesses, were a little panicked when the Biden administration wanted to hike the corporate tax rate to 28%. Now, apparently, they have backed down. Joe Biden and Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito met one-on-one in the Oval Office on Wednesday to discuss the GOP counter to his infrastructure plan. And a report indicates that Biden said he would be willing to ditch raising corporate tax rates from 21% to 28% and instead use a 15% minimum increase to fund his plan. Now, if the corporate rates are already at 21%, does that mean he's going to knock it down to 15%? I'm not exactly sure. So apparently the two sides are trying to deal with how to pay a $1 trillion-plus package. And there was a report yesterday that I heard that Biden was double downing on raising the corporate tax. So this was supposed to be a major concession, if this is true, where he is going to decrease the corporate tax rate to 15% rather than hiking it. Now, undoing Donald Trump's tax cuts back from 2017, that brought the corporate rate down from 35% to 21%. And that was huge because it stimulated the economy, it stimulated people getting hired, it, you know, slowed down on inflation in terms of prices going up. So, you know, there's a lot of spending that's being discussed. There's a lot of, discussion on how much the rich have to pay, and corporations represent the rich. But what I think a lot of people don't realize is certain corporations, right, they don't necessarily have all this liquid, all this cash. And if they have to give it up in terms of taxes, they're going to make up for it, and they're going to raise rates. And so we'll see what happens. I mean, you know, infrastructure. I don't know if you guys know this. I think this was President Eisenhower. But one of the reasons why we have all the freeways, and correct me if I'm wrong, is our freeway system was designed in the 50s because Eisenhower was worried about Russia and wanted a means where not only we had infrastructure and people being able to get from, you know, city, state to state, but also means where airplanes could land. And so apparently certain highways have to have certain specifications such that if an airplane had to land on one, they could. If there was an issue that happened at an airport or, who knows, or for military purposes. And so infrastructure is something that's always going to be, quote-unquote, popular with any sort of administration, even with doctors. If you're going to say, look, you're going to improve infrastructure in terms of hospital, in terms of medical access, we're all going to be like, okay, great, that sounds good. The problem we have here is, all right, well, you know, this is kind of a big price tag. Are there goodies that really don't necessarily help the American people? You got to cut those goodies out. If somebody's getting greased, if a certain state is getting greased, right, because they want that population to vote for the next president or whatever is going on, that's where you kind of get people to go, wait a second, what's going on here? Or if it's going to raise people's taxes. Now, already people are spending a lot of money. Inflation is going up. Gas prices are going up. Food is going up. Retail prices, things are going up. College education is going up. And this is all piggybacking off of people who lost the job or people who lost their careers. Or their restaurant is now sputtering down. I mean, it's interesting. One of you had asked how is Vegas looking with the reopening. So with Vegas, you know, luckily when we were able to open partially, there were still people coming out, and they were, you know, I mean, people will always love Vegas. In terms of the habits, the habitual visitors, those we lost. And maybe many of the habitual visitors were the conventions. People come out to Vegas every year for their convention. If that convention isn't around, or if that convention offers a virtual now, we lose that yearly visitor. Or the visitors from California that are like, you know what, I love this room, I love this meal, I only have to spend this amount. Well, if the prices start to skyrocket, they're probably not going to come as often. So places like nearby restaurants or bars that had the habitual customers, that's what kept them open. Now, what I'm seeing currently is not so much habit. I'm not seeing a lot of people do habit. I see a lot of people going, you know what? I don't know if this restaurant's going to stay open. Let's hit it. Let's go out. But then, once they see the price tag and they see what they spent, they cut back. There was this one restaurant I always went to the students. I don't want to name the name. And the students are always like, let's go here. And I thought it was still a little pricey, you know. But you know what? The food was good. Well, the last time I went, I mean, there was almost a 30% upcharge on what we bought. And I think I'm done with that. I want that restaurant to stay in business, but I'm not going back as often as I did. It's not going to happen. So we as the consumers are feeling it. And so when, you know, people argue, say, yeah, but just the corporations. These taxes aren't going to hurt us. They're going to affect the corporations. Well, a corporation owns your salon, so your haircut's going to be more expensive. A corporation may own that restaurant. That corporation may own that food. You know, if there's a corporation on food distribution and they have to pay more taxes, they're going to extend that cut to you. Now, we could learn a lot from JFK. JFK in January of 1963 was telling the American public this was not the time to raise taxes, but lower them. I mean, he sounded like a Republican. But Democrats did back then. And it was, there was a lot of common sense. And instead, there's just this push to spend, spend, spend. So, we are worried about prices and out-of-control prices and where things are going. And we need to be very, very careful because we have a system that is unfortunately designed to go against what the previous administration did. And the previous administration was not, you know, as terrible as everybody's saying. And a lot of the decisions that were made were very economically enhancing. So trying to go opposite of what happened, you know, doesn't make a lot of sense. And, you know, me as a doctor, corporations also include hospitals. You know, they want to start doing this public option. Multiple states are going to start coming up with a form of public option where people can, it's not the public option that Obama had suggested where it's a government-run plan. It's insurance companies that are going to administer Medicaid have to also offer a plan that's anywhere between 5 and 15% cheaper over the next few years that still has all the essential services. So if hospitals then see that cut in payments to them, what do you think they're going to do? You know, so people want money, but you also can't be double whamming them. You can't be forcing a hospital to have take insurance of a public option where they're going to get less reimbursement, while at the same time, say you're a corporation, so you have to pay higher corporate taxes. That just doesn't make sense. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, unemployment lowering. People are slowly going back to work. Some Republican states have already stopped the extra unemployment benefits, the additional. You could get unemployment insurance, but you don't have the additional money that had originally been promised. Federal unemployment programs added extra weekly money and extended benefits. I had suggested it end in June 1st. They have it extended till September 6th. Well, I knew the country would reopen in June, so why not have it stop then so then people would go back to work? Very brilliantly choreographed, but no. So they have that extra support right now in law until September 6th, and so we have a labor shortage. So some states are cutting off the expanded unemployment because their states are asking for help and needing people to come back to work. So we'll see how that ends up going. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Show 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So after the pandemic and the lockdown started to lighten up a little bit and some states were able to reopen and, you know, let people live a little bit more, many people who were kind of in apartments realized that living in an apartment wasn't all bad. And in fact, they kind of wanted their own space. And so, shockingly, millennials started to look at buying a home. And whereas millennials weren't really excited about home purchasing, and we had spoken about that prior to the pandemic, because they're thinking, well, I'm not going to have a job for 20 years. I don't know where my next job is going to be. You know, you kind of move around a lot. The average person doesn't, you know, stay at one factory for 30, 40 years. You get a job, and then you might have to travel and things like that. And so, you know, the idea of buying a home when you could pay cheaper rent and be less committal just made more sense to the average millennial. It did make more sense because it was different than what us Xers or baby boomers were exposed to in terms of the job market. But after the pandemic, millennials started buying homes. And they realized, I need to have my own space. If I have to be on lockdown, I can't be in a small apartment. When I was a millennial age, in that age, I was never home. I'm still hardly ever home. But with the pandemic, all of a sudden, you're spending more time in your house. So me, I had like the smallest apartments, or I would just rent out a room. That's fine when you're never home. But now that you're forced to be home, you're like, I want some more space. So millennials started to buy some homes. Housing inventory dropped. Now there's a, you know, we have a more demand for houses than supply. But interestingly, Business Insider reports that many millennials are having buyer's remorse. And nearly two-thirds of millennials, or 64% of this Bankrate survey, said they regretted buying their homes. Now, the survey only polled about 1,400 homeowners, but 20% cited that the maintenance costs were too expensive as the reason for their regret, and 13% feel they overpaid for their home. If they didn't buy before the pandemic, then, yeah, they probably got taken. Prices went up. So we have a historic housing shortage. We also have a lumber scarcity. So housing costs are now at a record high. There's been heated bidding. Somebody called me out of the blue asking if I'm going to sell my house. And I'm like, how'd you get my number? They go, well, we have a buyer. I was like, Well, how much do they want to spend? I can't say, but I was like, no, I'm not selling. But, you know, text me your number if I change my mind. We have no desire to move because I don't know what we'll be able to afford leaving our place. You know, we might be able to make a profit on our house right now, but if I still want to live, you know, roughly in the same neighborhood, the houses are too highly priced. So for us, it makes sense that if we can't downsize yet, because the kids still live at home, etc., to stay put. But eventually when the kids move out, yeah, I don't really need more than a two-bedroom apartment, to be honest. I just need a place for my gym workout equipment. If I do decide to build a studio on my house, then maybe I need another bedroom. But by now, we're already looking at three bedrooms. And then if you need a guest room, darn. We might be already looking at four rooms. We'll figure it out. But anyway, so the skyrocketing prices, tight inventory, are creating new affordability challenges for millennials. They've reached peak age for first-time home ownership. They led the housing market last year, but as the boom turned into an inventory crisis, home ownership fell out of reach for many of the generation yet again, they said. Those able to snag a house did so paying a higher price. Some rushed the process in hopes of grabbing something before somebody else did. Stella Guan told Insider's Taylor Borden in February that she regretted buying a home during the pandemic. She moved from New Jersey to L.A., and she wanted to get things done fast, and she made seven or eight offers before one was finally accepted. She thought she landed her dream ranch-style home. She thought she was lucky because there was no counteroffer. But what she didn't realize that the home had black mold, there were repairs, and all that cost more than she planned. She budgeted $30,000 to fix up the property, instead had to spend $50,000 to overhaul the house. While Guan planned to update the home to her taste, I spent all my money on repair and not renovation. She couldn't lure a new buyer, so she sold to an iBuyer and recouped only 50% of her money. She said the state of housing market could push people into regrettable decisions. So there was a Bank of America's sixth annual Millennial Home Improvement Survey. They found that millennials were more likely to buy a fixer-upper than a new home, and that some were using loans to more frequently than cash to fund home improvement projects exceeding $10,000. When B of A last conducted the survey in 2017, only 34% of respondents said they were using loans for actual home improvement. Now 42% of respondents said they are. So millennials might like the older homes and renovate them because they think they're able to then, you know, do either an all-cash offer or buy a cheaper house. You know, and a lot of older individuals like Xers and boomers are probably like, I don't have time to fix up the house. I want something that I could just move right into. I'm too old for that crap. You know, that's what us older folks think. So younger people are like, oh, I can handle it, but what they don't understand is we have a fixer-upper. Whatever you think you need to fix, you need to look below. Got to check for termites. You got to check the plumbing. Some of these old homes have asbestos. So some people also are making offers on houses they shop for online. Apparently, the digital savvy generation doesn't necessarily have to fly out, spend money on a flight, spend money on a hotel, to sit there and look at a house that they later don't like. They could do 3D, 360-degree views on camera. Now, having sold a home, I had given the realtor some pictures, and the realtor was like, no, let me bring in a photographer. And when they brought in a photographer, I didn't even recognize my house. I'm like, what, that's my house? They go, yeah, we got the angles, we added this. Now, they didn't Photoshop, but it just made the rooms look so much bigger. So, you know, when you're looking at photos, there could be Photoshop in them. I mean, they're trying to sell for you a product. And so, you know, this is going to be very, very interesting, because if homes start to get too expensive or the upkeep, then we're going to unfortunately have this big pendulum swing. And then that means our home prices are going to drop drastically. So COVID pushed people out of the metropolises to suburbia, saying you could be in a home, you could have your own land. But it's also not as, you know, I mean, when I lived in an apartment, I didn't have to worry about the pool. I didn't have to worry about the landscaping. I liked my apartment days. Now with the house, you know, you have to worry about security. You have to worry about, you know, I would live in an upstairs apartment. I felt pretty safe. But with a house, you just don't know who's hopping the fence, who's coming in. Somebody did break into the house, and that's when I had to take the shotgun and scare him out of there. He left, thank God, but hubby was asleep, dog was asleep, it was on me. So I think with houses, once you realize there's a lot more you have to do from a security standpoint, there's a lot more you have to do from a landscaping, your power bill's up, your water bill's up. You know, there's a millennial couple that was thinking about buying a house, and they told me how much they wanted to buy it for. And I'm thinking, okay, you really better have plus or minus 30, 40 grand, because you're going to have closing costs. You're going to, I mean, if you think you could barely, because that's what people do. They look at their budget and go, okay, you know what? We could do it. We could probably stretch it to this. No. Underestimate by at least 30, 40 grand, because you have no idea what you're going to have to do to make it livable ready, which is also why you need a good inspection. You have to have a good inspection. I don't know why this one millennial bought a home that had black mold. That would have been found on the inspection. And then you don't buy the home until that gets fixed. Now, my guess is, you know, maybe it was, you know, they did try to negotiate that. And the owner said, look, I don't have to. I have another buyer. If you don't want it, she said, fine, you know what? I'll buy it and I'll fix it. But I would not buy a home where you have to pay for the fixings. Now, when somebody says, well, we just painted it for you, and you don't like the paint, you can ask for, like, a paint allowance. I would definitely ask for allowances. I would still try to get as much off the price as you can. But again, if somebody's getting offers, they're not really going to negotiate. So it puts you in a tough position. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.